Hello.
Hey, Ahmed.
John, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you? I meant to call you yesterday. I wasn't here.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Wallahi, John, but it was like, not like, I'm in kind of a mess.
It's okay. I understand.
My elder brother, he's diabetic, and he has open heart surgery from a couple of years ago.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And with sorrow, they took a decision because there is no blood in his leg. The blood is not flooding over there, so he made a surgery to cut his leg.
Wow.
So so it was very hard, to be honest. I was totally down.
No, family comes first.
Yeah. God bless you.
No big deal. Did you happen to call those Kimi numbers that I sent you? Did any of them go through?
Honestly, I don't know. I was in this situation, and I want to tell you that I didn't sleep from yesterday. My mind is thinking that I need to return back to Egypt to be there next to them. But,
oh, man.
It's difficult.
I didn't hear that part with like the background because you're driving, but so you're going back over to Egypt?
No. I was trying to do that, You know, I was just scared if there is something happened because he is on a blood thinner and his situation is not good.
Yeah,
so that,
dangerous.
It is. The risk of surgery, it was less than 10% that he would make it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And have you actually talked to him? Like, is he actually, like, coherent?
Yeah, he did it. Thanks God, he did it. Mm-hmm. And it was unexpected, but it's a mercy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's better that than be gone, you know. Sometimes it's tough, you know. We don't know what's going to happen, what day, you know. Life is just, yeah. I don't really have the right words for that, but I feel for you, you know. I understand. My mom passed from cancer when I was pretty young. I was only 16. And, you know, hospitals and everything like that, they just kind of, they give me a bad feeling, you know. And just having my family go there or anything like that gives me a bad feeling too. And it just kind of I don't have the right words for it even now. And she passed 14 years ago.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So it's life is just. I'll see her again. You know, I'm a believer. I think there is a higher power out there. I know everybody spends a lot of time arguing about whose story is what story, but I try not to get too caught up in that. I just I just know God's there, and I like to think we'll all be in a happier place after it's all said and done, you know? So
yeah, this is this is the spirit of doing the right things and making the good deeds, everyone can be happy around you, and also you will be happy. You will fill your heart with happiness at that time.
Yeah, the time makes it easier, but there's still always a hole, you know? So that is scary to think about, though, because I do have an older brother, and I couldn't imagine, you know? Is he older than you?
Yeah, older, 10 years older than me.
Yeah, I have a brother who's 5 years older than me, so yeah. Me and him argue a lot, though, because he always thinks he knows better, and I'm just kind of stubborn, you know? So we argue a lot. if something like that happened, though, I'd be like, you know, that'd be devastating. I'm sure that would probably make me forget about all the old stuff, you know, just give him a hug.
Yeah, exactly.
He had the surgery out there in Egypt?
In Egypt. It was over there. But the doctors in Egypt, they are perfect, not only good.
Yeah. I was thinking, I'm like, if you think of the history of Egypt and them mummifying carcasses and stuff, I mean, they got to be pretty good. They got to have a history of good surgery.
I want to tell you that in the Middle East and North Africa, most of the doctors over there from Egypt.
Oh, wow. That doesn't surprise me, actually. Every person that I met that's Egyptian seems to be pretty smart. I noticed that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's just my life experience. I've never come across somebody. They go, oh, I'm from Egypt, and then they're just like an airhead. You know, they usually, I think just your upbringing and even just where you're born in the world and then where you guys end up going, you have to be smart to really get anywhere. So I feel like any of the ones I come across, you know, they're smart guys.
Or they come from smart people. And by the way, most of the people who are there, they are smarter.
Yeah.
Because the people who didn't leave the country, they got
successful. Too, actually. Because
yeah,
here,
they got the success in the country.
Yeah, I believe that. It's probably harder to do. Because here, you know, it's not that difficult, I don't think, to get work and stuff like that. But also, I feel like there's only so much brain capacity we have, and then when you're in school, they kind of flood you with all this useless information over here. They kind of teach the kids a bunch of nonsense, you know, that they can't actually use in the real world. So they spend the first, you know, 18 years of their life just going through nonsense, and then if they go to college, they're probably going into debt and learning about more nonsense that they might not actually use, you know?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So, did you look over any of the information that I sent you?
Look, I will ask you two questions.
Okay.
Number one, right now I have a company, this company is based in India, and I was asking them to improve my website and the social media pages to create the profiles and everything. And I was in the middle of that direction that I can make the improvement, that I can go forward for any of the clients whenever they will go through our pages, that they at least they will find something. It will be kind of professional and to look nice.
Mm-hmm.
And they mentioned for me that this will take average from them working 2 weeks to make the static page and the development and to make the linking for everything on the page, on the website, I'm sorry. And after that, I was also thinking, as a marketing agency from your side, after finishing that, when can we start to go ahead, can it be through the development that they will make, or after that we can start?
Yeah, so what I was going to do is our services are not about just building these directories, building the online portfolio. We do that stuff for you at no charge. That's a given, right? Some people might try to charge you just for that. We don't charge for that. What you're paying for every month is to be found as a top recommended option on the first page. So if somebody looks up locksmith on Google, just doing a general search for somebody to help them with locksmith work, they're able to see you. That's what you pay for. Mm-hmm. If you were to leave our services later, you won't be on the first page, but you still keep all of that content and everything that we create for you.
Okay, I got you. And
you don't want to have them charge you to build that stuff that we don't charge you for, and then, you know, then you're coming over to us to do the placement, because if they mess something up, we don't have access to the stuff that they've created to help.
So,
you get what I'm saying? You want it all under one.
If I would make the development on the website, can I make it through you? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Yes, yes. That's how I know you didn't see what I sent you. Yeah, so I had it all bundled for you. I had it all bundled for you at $249 month to month. So it was an all-inclusive package. We would basically become your full online digital branding company. It's not just for the first page placement on Google. I added all the other bells and whistles too.
Oh, okay.
So that way you don't need anything else, you know? We'll be your one-stop shop.
That would be better, for sure. And also fixing the suspension that I got on the Google Map.
Yep.
As well.
Yeah, that'd be the first thing that we do. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's start.
So I'm gonna create the Google Business profile. I know you have one that's suspended, but I'm just gonna create it here, and then that way, when we get it unsuspended, it has updated information. So. Is the phone number that we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah, sure. This is my direct phone number, the personal one, and I'm using it for the business so far until I get another one to make it for the business.
Okay. And then just to confirm, the email address is the same as the one that I emailed you on Monday?
Sorry, John. Because I'm picking my son. It's autism center, so one of the kids.
I know. I recognize the voice.
Yeah, he's opened the car door.
Okay.
But it's okay. It's okay.
So this the email is the same though, right? The one that I emailed you on Monday, the lockall.locksmith@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's your last name, Ahmed?
My last name is Issa, I-S-S-A.
I-S-S-A?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours for the business listed?
I'm working 24/7, but I'm trying to avoid only from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay, I got
this
you.
Is the only time that I'm taking my kid to let her sleep.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I got little ones too. So we'll go, okay, so closed at 7, and then you open again. Wait, 7, you said 7 a.m.? So 10 p.m. to 7 a.m.?
And from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is, I'm out.
Oh, it's just that little 3-hour window?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, that's an easy fix. I could set that up. And then this 376 West Hayden Drive, apartment 916. Can you receive mail there?
Yes, but I will change the apartment or the place.
Okay.
It will be by 13th of April 13th. At that time, I will shift for another house.
Okay, but right now we're gonna send you a Google pin in the mail. So I've got to make sure that you can receive that. Can you think you'll be able to receive it at this address? It only takes about 5 to 7 days.
No, I can receive it at the same place. Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. You got an update. I'll hide the address online so that way that people don't see it. But then when you're ready to change the address, if you want to have it displayed, just call in and we could swap it for you.
All right.
Okay. All right, so I got the profile set up. Do you accept card payment from your customers?
Yeah, I can accept card payments, Venmo, Zelle, PayPal,
Cash App.
Okay. Mostly all the methods I'm accepting.
Okay. And then cash and card, or cash and check. Well, not checks, right? Just cash and card, right?
And checks also. I'm receiving checks.
Okay. I want to make sure. I put that on there. All right, so I have your profile created. We're going to want to do an interview with you called a client interview. I know you got the kids right now, but are you available maybe this afternoon, like between 6 and 7?
Between 6 and 7? Yeah, I can do it.
Okay, I'm gonna text you about 5 o'clock just as a reminder.
That would be great.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll still be with you throughout the campaign just to make sure that it's working. Once I see you got a hang of everything, I'll kind of back off and then, you know, I'll just be here as you need me.
Thank you so much, John. And really, I do appreciate what you are doing. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Of course. I know how it is too when you start a business or you have a business and then you're so focused on trying to get customers, get out to the customers, get good reviews. It can all be very hectic, you know, but if you have this and then, you know, you have your tax stuff all squared away, like you have a business bank account and then, you got all that stuff squared away where it's tracking all your write-offs, it's a pretty smooth process, you know? You have the marketing bringing in a consistent flow of clients. The banking account will track all the write-offs and everything, and you just answer, go to work, and then, you know what I mean? Keep getting good reviews. It'll make it a lot easier process for you than to try to track everything, you know? You're trying to keep every receipt. You're trying to, you know, put yourself on Facebook, on Yelp, on Yellow Pages, on Google and Bing, to build a website. It's all just, it's a headache. And then the Google suspension. So I'm happy to be able to help you. If it makes your life a little bit easier, then, you know,
yeah,
like
that would be, that would be better. And yeah, I just want to focus on the ground, to be honest, John.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's what this will do. This will bring in the clients without you having to overcomplicate it too much, you know?
Yeah, I know. I want to tell you that during my work in Saudi Arabia, I was, you know, as Samsung Mobile, and that type of business is moving so fast. So at that time, the agency is the one who is handling everything, and it's making me happy.
Yeah, it definitely helps to have help, you know? You don't want to try to do everything on your own. That's how we, as men, we kind of stress ourselves out like that, overwhelm ourselves, because you know, our ego is like, yeah, we could do it. We're fine. And then you get home at the end of the day, and you're like, Jesus. Yeah, I'm not even Christian, but Jesus. I hear you. I got your client interview scheduled between 6 and 7. Now, this is going to be one of my other representatives. They'll call you on our 877 number, and it's real easy. They'll just walk you through it, okay? It's like a set of questions that they'll ask you, and it helps us customize the campaign for you.
All right. That would be great. And but I want to be sure again, John, because the website, the page that I have, you know, is still nothing created in it. So I had another locksmith company. I liked their website. Let's say not the website only, the content, it was good. So I was going to take from here and put there and make some little changes, and that's it. But if you have something recommended from your side, that would be great, that I to not be repeated.
Yeah, I don't think your website's bad. I'm looking at it right now. If you want us to get you another site or like upgrade this site, I could get you what's called our My Site. But I want to be really transparent, okay? So the My Site, it takes about 2 to 3 days, and they'll have like a rough draft, right? So they'll put like a template up there. So the first thing you see when they tell you, hey, your website's done, don't panic when you look at that. What we're doing is like we create a platform, we send that to you, and then we ask you, okay, this is the starting point. What do you want it to look like? And then we go in there and customize it from there. So don't think the initial draft that we create for you, I mean, it's free, right? We'll do all this for free. But don't think the first draft that I create for you is the actual site. We do provide hosting, so we'll continue to fine-tune the site and customize it until it's where you want it to be.
I got you.
Okay? But if that's something you want to do, I could either use the site how you have it right now and just attach it to the Google Business Profile, or I can have them do that for you, you know, and build you the whole new site from scratch.
The one that I have, I already paid for the hostingers and the domain and everything.
Then keep it. Yeah, then keep it, though, because then at least now you can make some money back from that.
As you see, look, I will open my hands for you and take my hands.
Yeah, I'll leave it like this, Ahmed, and then if you want to change something later, though, just call in, okay? I'll work with you. I'll make sure that the website looks how you want it to look. But let's just leave it like this for now and then see how it performs while it's up there. And then if we want to change it, then we could always dive into that later. I won't charge you anything for the site, though. I'll make sure you get the site looking how you want it to look.
Thank you so much, John. I want to tell you that was a pleasure of my head.
Yeah. I say that, though, because I'm not really the one that's going to be doing it. I would just be taking your order on it, and then I have a guy downstairs that does it.
Poor guy.
Hey, he gets paid no matter what, so whatever I slap on his desk is hit what he's got to do, you know?
Oh, yeah. You are being bossed.
yeah, so that's part of it. I'm like, hey, I want to take care of my customer, get him his site, fix it for him, he'll do it, you know? So, I don't have a problem with the site. Of course. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
That'd be the right thing to do. If you want to send me link to pay for it, on it, it's fine. If you want me to go to the website and not accepting payment, so it is okay.
We use VeriSign. So I'd actually just take it down from you right now. I'll process it, and then I'll send you the receipt and the and the outline of the agreement in writing.
Are you being card on file?
No, I don't have a card on file. I was saying if you read it off to me, I'll input it here, and I'll process it, and then you'll get a receipt, and you'll get the outline of the agreement in writing, and then it's set up to auto-process. So you never have to, like, give us your card information again after the first sign-up. And then in your tracking system, you could also start and stop it from there, too. You could log in if you want to change your billing. You'll have the access to do it on your own after this. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
While I'm driving?
Yeah, cool. Be careful. Don't crash now. Not with the kids in the car.
I know. Yeah, the kids are behind.
Probably be better to pull off to the side if you can.
Here we go.
All right, I'm ready.
4427.
4427.
320.
What is it?
320.
320.
Yeah. 534.
Okay.
595.
595.
136.
136. Okay. And then the expiration date, month and year?
0928.
0928. And then 3-digit code on the back.
432.
432. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is just added protection for you. This is going to come with your receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing. If I say anything you don't agree with, Ahmed, stop me, okay?
I will try.
Okay. No, you just tell me. You just, hey, John, stop it. what does that mean? I'll make sure we're at a firm process any kind of payment with you. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to our voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Local and Locksmith.
Thank you. And can you please... Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I have it listed as LLC. Okay. And then can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is Ahmed Mahmoud Fahmi Aisha. Mm-hmm. And the title is the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
As a marketing agency, yes.
All right. So, wait, you are an authorized user on this card?
I'm the authorized user for this card.
Okay, perfect. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes, sure.
Okay. We know everything that you currently have, but the reason they say that is we don't want you to, like, duplicate anything or pay for a service that we're already providing for you. So if you're not sure, just double check with me so we can make sure that, you know, you're not duplicating anything or putting extra money into something that you already have.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's March 7th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for our platinum package. I've made the website optional to you, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the seventh day, but you keep that discounted pricing structure for as long as you choose to remain with us. So it'll stay at $249. It says in the fine print you could cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to process the payment. Now, when the payment clears, you're going to get a text message. It's going to have an outline of the agreement in writing. And then you're also going to get another, you have to sign off on the bottom of that one, by the way. And then you're going to get another one that'll be your Google verification form. So we'll get your account unsuspended, but then after that, we want to do a verification because you're a locksmith, and that's what gives you all the credibility, and it gives the customers the peace of mind that, you know, you're a safe company. So you got to fill out that form and send it in. If you're having any trouble with anything on the form, it tells you right at the bottom, don't worry about it. We could always three-way call Google and verify you over the phone, or you could just call in, and then I could walk you through it, too, and make sure that... you know, if you're missing anything or if you need help understanding what they're asking for, you know, just give me a call. I'll walk you through it.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment here.
The payment of $249, right?
Correct. It's going to go through $249, and then you're going to get the receipt right now, and they're also going to get an outline of the agreement right now. It's coming through.
All right.
And then that Google verification form, too. So it's going to sound like a lot of stuff right now, because I know I'm going over it with you over the phone, but once you see it all, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, and also you will be with me if I got stuck in something, I will ask for sure.
Okay. Are you getting any texts?
I'm receiving texts right now.
Okay. I know you're driving. I just want to make sure you have them. I don't want you to pull go through all that right now, but I just want to make sure that you do have it.
Yeah, I got one message right now.
Okay. And that one is the one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Local Splash, yes.
Okay. All right. And then you have my number in there, too. So I'll let you focus on getting to where you're getting to. We're going to circle back with you here in about less than 2 hours, so about 6 o'clock for the client interview, and then we'll walk you through it. If you need anything prior to then, like I said, just call in, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, well, drive safe, take care of that little one, and then we'll talk to you at 6 o'clock.
If you want that little one, I can help you.
What did you say?
I can hand you this little one.
Oh, wait, what?
I can send you my card if you want.
The card?
Yeah, my son.
Oh, don't do that. I was like, what did he say? I thought that's what you said at the beginning, and I'm like, that can't be right. You're a bad man.
I know you would come back. I know.
I would bring him back so fast. My own kids drive me crazy. I try to think about the future, you know? I try to think that they're all going to be rich later and they're going to come over on Christmas, take care of me. No. They're going to come in the holidays. You know, right now, they drive me crazy, though, you know? So I'm okay with that. I don't want him. You could have him. All right. Drive safe. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, John. Thank you, John.
All right. Hey, I'm looking forward to working with you. You're welcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bye-bye.